Concours Agricom 2008, épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 2. Britain's millionaires keep on giving, but it's just not enough. When Clive Cowdery, chairman of insurance company Resolution, announced just before Christmas that he was donating £20 million to his Resolution Foundation, it barely caused a stir. To most charities, not to mention most of the population, £20 million is a huge sum, but it is small beer to present-day city philanthropists. There is already fierce competition to see who will become Britain's first billionaire benefactor. Lord David Sainsbury, scion of the supermarket family, wants to give that much away during his lifetime, and the late Anita Roddick gave away large chunks of her fortune. There is a growing recognition that those who earn more in a year than most of us could hope for in two lifetimes have a responsibility to use at least some of their riches for the public, rather than simply their own good. Investment bank Goldman Sachs, which has probably created more millionaires than any other financial institution, actively encourages its employees to become involved in charitable projects. Despite such high-profile benevolence, however, Britons remain an ungenerous lot. The total amount we give to charity, at 0.7% of our gross domestic product, is less than half the 1.67% given by the Americans. Far more of that comes from the poor than from the super rich. But the scale of wealth earned by the select few in the city and the relative poverty of a growing section of the population is leading to pressure for more charitable activity. The think tank Policy Exchange believes city financiers and other financial service professionals should be the leaders in the development of a national culture of philanthropy. The Industrial Revolution created Victorian philanthropists such as Carnegie, Peabody, Cadbury, and Roundtree. Their legacy lives on in everything from our network of public libraries, a pet project of Andrew Carnegie, to the welfare state, inspired by research carried out by Joseph Roundtree. So the financial revolution should also leave behind a lasting contribution to society. In a report, Give and Let Give, published last December, the Policy Exchange sets out a blueprint for creating what it calls a culture of philanthropy in the financial services sector, with recommendations ranging from better tax breaks to encouraging companies to foster charitable projects within their own organisations. The scope for the wealthy to make a difference is enormous. The Policy Exchange estimates that if all 1 million financial services workers gave 5% of their income and bonuses to charity, it would add up to £4.5 billion. But persuading them to do it would not be an easy task. Lord Griffiths, vice chairman of Goldman Sachs, sums it up. The main barrier is materialism. By the time you've got a car or two, and a yacht, and maybe a second home in the south of France, you can see the bills add up. Fin du texte numéro 2.